When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
End of the show.
Nice.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We just cram all the cool stuff out of the morning show into one easy-to-download podcast. Easier to download than to say, I guess. Nerd talk, news, and a ton of extra stuff that doesn't make it to the air here. Let's make dumb jokes and have a good time. Okay, great. I know it's so droll to be talking about the weather, but I just want to point out the fact that it is now weeks, almost a month. We're just a few days shy of it being a month of summer that we've been through without much of the sun part. Usually that's like July 5th, they say, is when Seattle summer finally shows up. Where you at, summer? You stuck at SeaTac or something like that and secure? Oh, that's probably it. That's a good thing. Listen, it's a... I love the gray. Essentially, my whole, what powers me through weather, I like the gray, I like the contrast against the green, I like all that. I don't mind the rain so much, as long as it doesn't like rain. It just like drizzles here, okay, fine. What I need is warm enough to not have to remember to bring a hoodie. And that's where we've been at for a long time now, and I'm good with that. But I find myself getting a little batty with the sun not being out too. Plus, I'm just going to be real basic about this. There's something about people that have been out in the sun running around, like I was in the desert recently, and there's something about knowing that people have been out running around in the sun that's really attractive. I think it makes people better looking, even though at one time it was considered that's the working class, and if you wanted to be really attractive, you would have a life that didn't involve work, you'd be inside. There's just something like a tan on somebody, I like it. You might not, that's fine. But my personal preference, it looks good. None of us have that in my circle. Hey, good news about something in the art world that's actually going right for once.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Finally, some excellent news for our beloved Showbox. Seattle's Historic Preservation Board has voted to give the music venue landmark status, protecting the site from immediately being developed into some sort of super condo building. Condor? No, not the bird, condo. Yeah. The board will enter into negotiations with the owner in hopes of buying the property themselves. Didn't realize the board had a gajillion dollars. Turns out that this whole crazy needle problem across America and in Seattle could be pretty simple to explain. According to a report by Ars Technica, the DEA tracked the opioids sold between 2006 and 2012. They found that the country got flooded with 76 billion pills of oxycodone and hydrocodone in that time. Holy crap, it killed nearly 100,000 people. And finally, you can spend the night inside a real Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, thanks to the availability on Airbnb. Can't start booking till next week and you'll have to go to Chicago, but you can eat a ton of hot dogs inside a hot dog. Oh boy.
You just got news.
Look, this face app controversy is crazy. It does feel violating to find out that a Russian company made an app that then processes your face not on your own phone, but in some distant cloud somewhere, and then returns an image of you where it looks awesome, like really well done, with maybe you've aged a ton, or you got younger, or your hair is a different color, or now you're wearing glasses, or whatever it is. It does all kinds of processing on there. But again, they're uploading your photos to some other place that you don't really have much control of. And people went back and read the privacy policy and found out that, like, they have the right to use it for whatever they want for forever, globally. And while we never agreed to anything, he never, like, clicked the check mark and signed in and said, let's go, it's still a pretty scary thought. Okay, fair enough. Here's the deal, though. Stop warning me on Facebook about the fact that I'm using something that's got bad privacy policy. Facebook is the worst. They've been collecting data about all of us now for 10 years and then turning it into a way for them to get rich and pit us against one another and to destroy political systems. They might not claim to be actively doing that, but that's how it's panned out without much of them getting in the way. Now, the part where they're making money off of advertising, things got to stay alive somehow, and you don't have to participate in Facebook, but you kind of do for like a lot of our work. A lot of brands need it. It's kind of hard to avoid social media altogether. You have to have like some real specialized important job that, or something that doesn't matter and not have much direction for success, because it's like it is incorporated into almost everything we do. But if you're warning me about something that is stealing information from the number one thing that steals information, irony. Here's how the company behind all of it responded to everyone being mad. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Okay, an update about Face App, the app that made all of us look hilariously old with disturbing levels of detail. Some nerd actually read their privacy policy, and then the internet freaked out about how crazy it was and how we gave them all permission to do whatever we wanted with the stuff we posted. Well, Face App came forward and said, yo, we're not gonna do all that stuff. It's not processed in Russia. It's on the cloud, Amazon and Google services. We're not going to sell your data. In fact, you don't even log in, so how would we even have your data? Hey, instead of saying all that stuff, actually change your privacy policy so we believe you. Also, we give so much more info with so little understanding to Facebook Incorporated, like, all the time. Someone created an app called Do Not Pay that remembers to stop paying for stuff after the free trial period. Where were you when I signed up for Hulu? It creates an anonymous profile and gives a credit card number that then auto-declines after the trial period is up. And because we're all signed up for a billion services, it'll even remind you to change your info to something real before the trial is over, should you want to keep it. And finally, this seems too weird to be true, but evidently Amazon made a major Prime Day fluster cluck when all the cameras in their stores were marked down to just $94 for something as crazy as a $13,000 sideline super lens. Holy cow. Yo, if anyone got a telephoto lens that they want to sell to old Gregor, hit me up. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! No, but for real, if you bought the 70-200 2.8L telephoto lens for Canon, and you wanted to sell it to me at, like, I don't know, a markup of $500, I would totally buy that, like, today. So, if you're one of the people that benefited from that Amazon screw-up and you want to make a little extra cash, how about talking to me? Hey, have a great rest of your Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. We could do it together. With the end of the show show. End of the show show. End of the show show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.